I'm not a scientist, but a concerned individual. I feel that I want to know more about the world, particularly about what we're doing to our environment. I care about the environment and our future. I think that we should see ourselves as but one small part of the greater balance of nature, but I'm concerned that we might now be on the point of destroying that balance and damaging the environment in ways that irrevocably threaten life as we know it. I have a lot of questions. Do the scientists have the answers? We know that the sun is the source of most of the energy that's used on Earth. I can understand why so many cultures have revered it so much, deifying it as a god or supreme being. It's easy to take for granted its energy in driving the atmosphere, climate and oceans, in sustaining plant life and providing all living creatures with light and warmth. We're dependent for our very survival on this energy and its stable exchange throughout the biosphere. Can we really rely on this, now that we're releasing so much carbon dioxide, depleting the ozone layer and clearing forests on such a massive scale? I've been told about the Gaia hypothesis, but who's to say that self-regulation will prevail rather than some more catastrophic outcome? Plants are central to the whole life support system of the world. They capture the sun's energy through photosynthesis, also carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. They functioned like this for millions of years, having been the source of the world's fossil fuels, and today having a fundamental position in global food chains. We threaten these vital functions at our peril. It's the energy stored in plants which supports other species in the food chain, herbivores and carnivores, including ourselves, who convert it to meet their own needs. What a fantastic life support system this is. But I'm concerned that it's also very fragile. Are we doing enough to understand it and preserve it? It's awesome to realize that we now have the power to alter weather and climate, yet it seems that we're far from understanding precisely how we're changing it, or how we might control our power to do so, or even how some of the main climatic processes actually work. It would seem that there are many things that meteorologists and climatologists are still arguing about. This means that there are many questions that you and I might hope to have answers to, but can't get them. Can we feel safe as long as their ignorance continues? The sun's energy has contributed to the creation of many different landscapes with their distinctive local communities of plants and animals. The world's like a vast organism made up of these many and varied parts. This global organism will not thank the human species if we're interfering in ways which jeopardize stability and survival. Yet I fear that that's just what's now happening in many places. I'm worried that we're collectively acting with too little foresight and vision for the future, and too little understanding of both natural and man-made processes. Life on Earth has adapted to the timeless rhythm of the seasons and succeeded in surviving even in the blazing heat of the deserts and cold polar regions where the brief summer can produce opportunities for many species. But all our current plant and animal adaptations to climate have evolved over hundreds, thousands and millions of years. Yet we have the power to induce further, uncalculated change in a matter of decades. How will species be able to cope? The sun's energy is also important in shaping the form of landscapes that we see. Are they resilient? Will future generations be able to enjoy the same sights as we can? These landscapes take millions of years to develop. Some look inhospitable, but often nonetheless valuable for their charm. Others offer immediate utility for our own economic development. Are we looking after this vast legacy with enough care and understanding? We have no excuse for not trying harder to understand both its origins and its likely longevity